All right. Well, good evening. Well, it's good to see y'all here. And those of us that are online, if you would stand, if you can, we're going to start out by singing Change My Heart, O God. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O Amen. Of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine. Amen. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? Huh? Oh, I sang yours. Okay, well, great. Praise the Lord. He touched me. Yeah, that's a good one. 353, alrighty. Victory in Jesus. 353. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, "Dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Any others? Going once, going twice?
All right, am I on? Yeah, I'm on. Glad to see everyone here. And those online, glad to have you. And hopefully these messages that we have, we bring to you, really targets your heart. Live more like a Christian. So that's what we're here for. So we're going to start with praises. And I'm going to do this one myself, man. We got a praise for Maddie and Terry are here. And boy, I know we're going to have to find maybe 2 hours where y'all could do a... Yeah, Terry done it, but it's going to be... She's got some stories to tell and pictures to share. Maybe you could get with Jeremiah and be able to put it on where we could see it, because that's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So that's one praise. Any other praises? Yes, Alita. Oh, Terry. Alita. Terry.
I just want to praise the Lord for all the souls that were saved. And I want to praise the Lord for this church. When we would share with everyone that our little church sent us, they were just amazed. And it was just such a blessing to be able to pray with people to receive Jesus. It was such a blessing. And I just praise the Lord that he kept us safe that there was a lot of people saved and a lot of lives touched, and it just gave us both a vision for more of what God wants to do in Uganda.
Also, can you add what might be happening pretty soon, another trip?
Okay. I have been asked by Samaritan's Purse to go to Ukraine from August 13th through September 9th, and it'll be in an undisclosed location. I will be teaching trauma to nurses and providers. It's similar to the program that I've taught for many, many years at the hospital. And so the teams have been there since the war started, and now the DART team phases out, and they try to. So we're going to try to empower the nurses and the doctors there to be able to take care of their own. And I really don't know all of the details. I just know that that I need to go. And I just want to say a praise to. I just have a wonderful husband who, when I asked him what he thought, he said, "Well, isn't that what God's called you to do?" And I'm just so blessed that he supports me in God's calling in my life. That's a praise.
Amen. Bobby, could you pray, first of all, the praise that they're back, you know, Terry and Maddie, and then make a prayer request also for Terry's future endeavor.
Father God, we just come to you, Lord, just thanking you for everything you gave us. Thank you for Terry and Maddie and the opportunity that you've placed in them, and the opportunity you've gave Terry to go to the Ukraine to teach some trauma stuff, and there's some stuff that she's been teaching, and we just thank you for that. And just thank you for the blessing, Lord, that this church is able to do that for them and help them to get there and do your great commission, Lord, and spread the word, Lord. And we just give you all the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Any other prayers before we go to prayer requests?
Yes. Johnny Sikora's son got a good report today. He went in for a checkup and on his lungs, and the X-ray on his lungs showed that the lungs are healing very well. So that's a big praise for him.
Amen. Any other praises before we go to prayer requests? Yes, Maddie.
Yes, I just want to say it's just a blessing that I was able to go over there and to get to pray with all the people over there. It was amazing to be able to bring Jesus over all the way over there and get to pray with everyone. And it was just a complete perspective change. Getting to see all the people, and the need is great over there, as Ms. Terry says. But I'm just thankful to God that our whole team was able to see over 1,600 people in 3 days, and we all made it back safely. So it was amazing.
So not only you healed them physically, but you were healing them spiritually. What a praise. Any other praises before we get to prayer requests? Prayer requests. I got John. Pray for this. This is a COVID prayer request, okay? Pray for Marilyn Davlin's son. What's Marilyn Davlin's son's? He has COVID. My cousin Gary Friday, he went in for kidney stones. He had one that he couldn't pass. He had problems. Couldn't find out he had COVID in the hospital. The pastor, I talked to him. The pastor is still testing positive, but his symptoms are, you know, diminishing. With the CDC guidelines, he can wear a mask and get around, but I told him, you know, if you don't feel good, don't force yourself, okay? Stephanie tested negative now, but she has some of the symptoms still carrying on. That's that. And then Fred and Ann, you know, they're dealing with COVID. And anybody else with COVID? COVID issues. John, would you mind praying for all these names with dealing with the virus?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can gather together, Lord, in your name and lift these petitions to you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings that you've given us, Lord, in spite of ourselves, Lord. And we ask that you intervene in this COVID situation, Lord, that is going around, Lord. And Some have gotten it earlier. Some have gotten it later, Lord. Continue to watch over them. And you have a healing hand. May their symptoms be mild. And may there be a total recovery, Lord. And we give all the honor and blessings to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Alita. Oh, sorry.
For Jackie and Chris Geiger and for Roxy, just for their salvation, God work in their heart. And Jackie and Chris were talking about coming to help with Awana, so just that God would work in that whole situation.
Great, great. Used to help. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Miss. Alita, and then Miss Vicki.
Well, I do want to lift Miss Vicki up also in prayer. She did get her shot in her knee, and I'm praying that it'll last for a long, long time and it won't bother her. And thankful for her sister coming to visit and staying for a little bit with her, too. I want to pray for Socorro with her health issues. She still has issues, you know, struggling and with her body, too. You know, it's not 100%, but... also for Annabelle, she is, hopefully her creatine level is improved in the morning to where they can do the surgery for her. She had to stay overnight tonight. So continue to pray for Annabelle. Also for Ronnie Holman and Nancy, and forever, whatever treatment the doctor is going to help him with.
Can you pray for that?
And
can you pray for those?
Okay, Heavenly Father, we lift these prayers up to you, Lord. We know that you are the healer of all, Lord, that and all we have to do is ask you. You are such a faithful God to us when we're not, Lord. And we lift all these prayer requests up to you, Lord. We're knowing that you hear our prayers and you listen to us, Lord. And we thank you for always taking care of us and everything that you do for us, Lord. And we just have to always acknowledge that it comes from you, and you're the only one that loves us and just listens to everything for us. You're our friend. You're everything to us, Lord. You are our all in all. And we thank you for all that you do for us. In your name we pray, amen.
Any other prayer requests? Ms. Biggie.
For my granddaughter, Kenzie. She didn't get to go to her doctor's appointment yesterday because the car didn't start. But she has an appointment for tomorrow for her back and for her kidneys also. So I want to lift her up in prayer.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we lift Kenzie up to you, Lord. We ask that you intervene, Lord, in the healing of this back, Lord, that she sees the right doctors and the right medicine and physical therapist is at her feet, Lord, taking care of her needs, Lord. We give the honor and glory to you, though, for the great physician that you are, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anything else? Anything else? Terry's got one more. Terry got one.
You know how sometimes when you meet somebody, they just stand out to you, that they're just very special and anointed by God? I ran into a young man in Uganda whose father is a pastor, the Simpa family, and they live on a mountain. It's gorgeous. And he's one of five children. He's 24 years old, finishing his degree up at Patrick Henry University. Outstanding young man. And when I met him, I was just so in awe about him. He is just so special. And after we visited a little while, he shared with me that he was just diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I'm just praying that God intervened. So far, the scans have showed that it's possibly a glioma versus a glioblastoma, which is aggressive cancer, blastoma is. He will have to come to the States for surgery, and it will be, the doctors told him that he may have some deficits. He's one of those kids he's a young man that is so special. He even has been asked to be an intern in Washington. And he has to have this surgery, and so he doesn't know if that will interfere or if he will have deficits afterwards. His major is in law, and he's applying to Harvard, to get into Harvard Law School. And I just told him and his mama that we would be praying for him and lifting him up. I don't know about their finances. I don't know what the situation is. I just know that when they just found out and he's going to need treatment. Just want to lift him up. His name's Josiah Sempa, S-S-E-M-P-A, and he's 24. Yes. Heavenly Father, you are so good to us, and you are all wise, and you know what's best, and we trust you. And you say that we have not because we ask not, and we're lifting Josiah up to you, and we're asking for complete healing. We're asking that you would give the doctors wisdom, and we're asking that you would provide for his finances to get the treatment that he needs. Be with his parents as they're so worried, and their family. And I pray that you would just take charge of the whole situation and just show your mighty hand of how you delivered him from this awful thing that he has in his brain, and that you are the almighty physician and you are the almighty God. We trust you, Lord, for you. We know that you know what's best for him. And I just pray for peace and comfort and wisdom and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Anything else, guys? All right, give the mic to Ron. Ron, would you pray for healing for everything, you know, and then pray for the message tonight.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to be here in a country that we can still openly worship your name, Lord.
Amen.
We just want to pray for all the prayer requests that were asked here tonight, Lord, that if we skip one, we want to lift that up to you, Lord, to that you will anoint any and all prayers that we're asked for to hear tonight, Lord. And we pray for Ronnie as he brings the word tonight, Lord, that you speak through him to tell us what you want us to hear, Lord, and for us to carry it in our hearts. And we thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. A lot of times I get a message together. I've been doing this for, you know, I don't know how many. Couple dozen, and I was kind of time myself. This time I didn't. So I don't know if I'm going to finish 10 minutes early or 10 minutes later, but I'm going to try to. I got a clock here. I'm going to try to target it close to that time. And everybody wants to get out early. And in fact, as one pastor said one time, he said, no, I think I might try this. He said, if they put $100 in a plate and a tithe, I'll finish 5 minutes early. If they put 100, 200 in there, I want to finish 10 minutes early. Then he got to thinking, he says, what if they put 1,000? What am I supposed to do? So he said, they may buy me out of a job. So he said, nah, I ain't gonna try that. So yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes for us to kind of time this correctly, but bear with me. I'm going to try to do it in a timely manner. You know, last Wednesday I talked about, you know, I think about at home, I watch the news, and there's a lot of things going on. And last week, Wednesday, I touched on things going on in this world, the shootings and wars and prices of gas and food and utilities going up. And I got to thinking in this next message, I said, you know, let me kind of piggyback off of that. I want to piggyback off of how the people react in this world today with those issues. We talked about they need to pray for everything, okay? But there's a way, and there's a how, and there's a direction, and that's what I need to get, because I see a lot of people today complain about a lot of things, about what people are doing, what the president's doing, what my mayor's doing. I mean, we hear about all these things. Again, we look at the things that in the world that people are just upset with people. And it should not be that way. So today, the message that I want kind of direct to that, you know, how we should act as a Christian. If you would turn, I'm going to start off in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. First Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I need a couple more amens. I've seen some pages turning. All right. Stand if you can. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And I'm reading out of King James right now. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Prayers and intercessions, we're praying for ourselves, we're praying for others, for all men. That means everybody, okay? For kings and for all that they're in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior. So in verse 2, you can sit. In verse 2, we have that for kings and that all of this in authority. Okay? So that means who? Who could be our king today? We don't have a king in this country. But what is referred to, the top leader. Who is our top leader? The president. Okay? And all this in authority. Who's that? Who could that be? Yeah. Anybody else? Any politicians, you know, political? But all of this in authority. Come on. Come on, guys. Huh? Pastor. There you go. Yeah. We got. There you go. That's what I was looking at, too. There you go. It's, you know, we look at the political realm. And we look at the top to the bottom. We look at their jobs. You know, we got bosses. You know, we got the managers, owners, down to the person that's cleaning up. That's, and then our schools, we got the principals, to the ones that's cleaning up, through the teachers. All those are in authority. Even, you know, you may not think that a custodian has any authority, but when there is problems that need to be done and to take care of a building, they take care of it. It's the way they have some kind of authority in one shape or another. And our church, you know, we got the pastor. We got the deacons. We got the people in committees. We got the finance committees. We got the grounds people. We all got people that has authority. But what is it saying here? What is it saying? Pray for them. Okay? That's what intercessory prayer is praying for people. Okay? If you can, turn, it's just a little bit, a couple pages down, turn to Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. You there yet? It's probably just a couple pages. Say amen.
Amen.
All right. All right, first one, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to do good, every good work. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. That's King James. Let me read the NIV. NIV reminded people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceful and considerate. Now, are we doing it in a Christian walk? Are we complaining what the president's doing? Yes, we do. I myself complain with the way the things, decisions he's make. And it's only fair and right, because we can say that, look, you know, maybe there's a better way of doing it. He's not listening to everybody. That, you know, he's making decisions on. There's all kind of things that we could point the finger at the president, okay? But is there any danger in that? What's the danger? Yeah. We don't want the government to fail. We got to have leadership. We got to have strong leadership. Okay? One that's not too dominant, but not one that falls asleep. You know, we got to pray for our leaders, for all men, all leaders, all that's in authority. Okay? Let me give you some scripture to piggyback off of that. Romans 13, verses 1 through 4. Now, why are you going there? Let me talk about something about Titus. Is, you know, Paul faced a lot of problems. But God looked at his past. He looked at his present. And what was Paul's future? Right? He killed Christian people, but then later on in life, where God used him. Okay? Back in Titus 3, you don't have to turn there, but it also says in verse 3, for ourselves were once sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful, hating one another. Why are we pointing the finger at everybody else when we've been there? Right? President could say, you know, I don't like your job. He could say, well, you know, you come up here and do it. You say, Pastor, I really don't like the way you do it. Well, you come up here and do it. We always point the finger at what everybody else is doing and complaining about what everybody's doing. You want them to do it your way. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Our job is to pray for them, for our leaders to make the best decisions, but make godly decisions in what they do. Okay? That's the key to it. That's why we have the elections. I like to put godly people, the ones that look at Christian values, when I vote. Okay? You vote for who you want. I'm just saying what I look at. Okay? Look at the ones with those values. So don't always point the finger at them because, you know, can we do a better job? Probably not. Do we have an opinion? Probably so. But their opinions, like John, I mean, like Ron put on the board, what did it say? My opinion does matter. Yeah, my opinion does not matter. It's all about God's opinion and how he thinks. Okay, let's go to that Romans 13, 1 through 4. All right. Now I got to say amen when I get there. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for this no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained by God. The powers that be are ordained by God. God ordained these people to be in the positions they're in. Whoever therefore is resistant to the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they who resist shall receive themselves damnation. So God is saying, hey, look, I put these people in there. Somehow he orchestrated these people to be where they're at. If you complain against them, you're complaining on God's decisions of how he orchestrated stuff. So we have to be careful of what we say and do sometimes. Because God could say, wait a minute, you're not being fair here. Don't you know what my job is? God, you know, directs things to happen. So we can't always look at things and complain about them because God says, look, I ordain people. The president or not, how Biden got there, how Trump got there, we don't know how God ordained that or how he directed it, but he did. Okay, we just got to pray about it. If things ain't working right, go to him, pray to God, say, God, please make our president make better decisions, okay? And that's with everybody in leadership. Or that's with the boss at work. When they want to make cuts at work, praise man, Lord, make sure he don't cut me. But again, it's all about the company. You know, the company's got to exist. Make sure the boss, the CEOs make good decisions. Make sure the pastor makes good decisions. Make sure that all these leadership people make good decisions. And not only that, stand behind them. Encourage them. Okay? Tell them that, you know, thank you for what you're doing. And not only that, do you need help? Do you need help? Don't complain about it. Okay? Be somebody involved, you know. There's a lot of ministries here, a lot of committees you can always get onto. Sunday school teachers, anybody else that wants to get involved, this church has openings for all positions, okay? So think about that. I'm going to read off of Acts 5:29. You don't have to turn there if you want to. Peter and the apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than man." Okay? The apostles knew their priorities. While we should try to live at peace with everyone, conflict with the world and its authorities is sometimes irrelevant for a Christian. There would be situations where you cannot obey both God and man. Then you must obey God and trust in His word. Okay? So, if there's things happening in this world, and they make decisions, Roe v. Wade, okay, where do I stand? As a Christian, where should you stand? You have to look at, where does the Bible stand? What does the Bible say about that? What does the Bible say about these things that our government's putting these, changing the laws and the rules? And we vote, right? But again, where do we stand as a Christian and just saying, I got to look at God's word, and I know what the president is saying. I know what everybody else is saying, but I want to know what God is saying. God overrules government decisions. We have to follow government rules. You know, we have to stop at a stop sign. We got speed limits, right? So there's government rules that we have to follow, but make sure that we look at God's word and compare it to what He's telling us, okay? And that's where we have to stand as a Christian sometimes, is saying, uh-uh, I'm not going to vote for that. I'm not, you know, just like this Roe v. Wade thing, there's a lot of turmoil going on both sides right now. But again, what does God's word say? That's where I should stand. And not only that's where my decision, where I need to stand, I need to show that what my decision is. Now, like I said, don't be a Christian in the closet and never be voiceful about anything. Let everybody know, hey, look, you know, we got to follow God's word. Be a testimony to others. Let them know that, hey, God, the Bible is clear about this, okay? That's how we need to act. And in 1 Thessalonians 21, prove all things, hold fast, which is good. So prove all things means look at God's word. Look at it. Make sure, you know, you follow what it's saying, okay, in our lives. Again, you know, we got to respect our leaders, and it's, like I said, it's hard. I have trouble too, but I do pray about them. I pray for our president. Please, you know, God, direct him, guide him, you know, vice president. I pray for that, and that's what we should be doing, is have a prayerful life. And we have to encourage people, okay? Encourage someone that's, you know, if they're doing a job at the church or someone, encourage them at work. Say, hey, you know, you're doing a good job, okay? You're doing a good job. Sometimes we may need encouragement ourselves, okay? Things are not just going right. Man, somebody please help me. Sometimes we could be the ones that need encouragement. But if not, encourage other people around you. Let these leaders know that you respect them, you're standing behind them, you love them, you're praying for them. If they need help, let them know you need help. Let them know they're doing a good job, and you know, and pray for them. That's what, you know, we got some prayer warriors in this church, and that's what it's all about. I talked to Fred this morning, and that's what he said. He said, man, prayers help me through this. So prayers do work, okay? So, you know, when we face these things, is again, why do we do it? Because God is telling us we need to. Why are we respecting our leaders? Because God put them in there. So sometimes some of us forgot that. And we complain too much, but we forget God ordained these people. Romans 12:18, if at all possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. John 15:17, this is my command, love one another. Okay? If you go to Luke 6:35, please. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. Are we there yet? We are. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil people. God is, you know, what does it say there about the evil people? What is it saying? He's kind to them. So why aren't we kind for the evil people? Sometimes we say, man, this guy here, he just don't like me. And I guess I just don't like him back. Okay? No. If someone you know don't like him, make peace with that person. Be the one that steps up first. Show your Christian values to people around you. Let them see the light in you. Be the salt of the earth. Okay? Do the Christian walk. Okay? So, you know, we got to be that testimony, like I said, many, many times. Linda, without expecting. So sometimes, you know, our friends need help, and we love them, and we pray for their needs, but sometimes their needs is just more than just prayer. Sometimes they may need a car worked on, something around the house that needs worked on, okay? Maybe they need a ride to the doctor. So, you know, we do that without expecting anything back. I'll take the doctor if you give me $20. No, that's what I was about. Help people out. If there's a need, help them. Don't ask for anything back. If you lend something to someone, don't expect it back. Okay? If they don't give it back, don't complain every week. Hey, you owe me 20, you owe me 20, you owe me 20. If you can be that type of person, don't even lend any money out. That's the best way to do that. Because what that does, you are a Christian complaining about somebody. Rumors start. And first thing you know, what happens? You ruin your testimony, and it could affect the church. Because that one person go to church and start talking to everybody. Guess what? I loaned Bill $20. He never paid me back. And go around to everybody. Forget about it. Move on. Okay? I'm going to try to end in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 16, 17, and 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16, 17, and 18. There, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Be joyful always. Okay? When we do God's will, we will find it easier to be joyful and thankful. If we're in God's will, it makes it a lot easier. We begin to see people in a new perspective. If we act like a Christian and walk like a Christian and you confront the people and try to resolve the problems, hey, you know, you change your perspective on that person. Sometimes you can find out after talking to a person, it was your fault the whole time. It wasn't their fault. It was luckily what he did. And they said, oh, no, because of what you did. Sometimes it's good to just find out. When you do find out, it changes your whole perspective of all this hate you had against this person. All these things, you know, you try to get even was not worth it. It was not even true. Pray continually. We cannot spend all of our time on our knees. But again, when we're a Christian, we find times. I pray, I don't know how many times a day, little short prayers. Thank you for this, Lord. Thank you for this. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for your prayer for Bill. Thank you for asking, you know, thank you for asking, answering these prayers. All the time, I pray these little prayers all the time. That's what we have to be. That's how we have to be like. I know Maddie probably prayed many times, hey, Lord, help me with this. I'm facing a problem I don't think I'm going to solve, but God somehow finds a way. Okay? Pray in all circumstances. Okay? Now, pray for the good that God will accomplish through the stress are the stressful times. We pray for everything that happens in our lives and everything that we see. But you got to, you know, we can't say, Lord, thank you for that plane crash. You know, God doesn't bring evil, okay? But we pray in that prayer that in what happened, Lord, be with the families of everybody that lost their lives. Be with the pilots' families, everybody, the passengers. We pray that, you know, whatever happened, whatever safety issue it was, they didn't find out what was wrong so it wouldn't happen again. That's what we pray about. Even the bad things, we pray about that God, you know, could, you know, protect the people, to help the people with it. No matter what happened. When 9/11 happened, churches were full, wouldn't it? When 9/11 happened, churches were full, wondering why God. But again, too, the churches were full. And there were probably a lot of people saved during that time when they were coming to church. Something brought everybody to church. And that just wasn't in one city. It was across the country. A lot of people were on their knees and they were coming to church because of what happened at 9/11. It was an awful thing that happened. But because of that, a whole world just seemed to change now because of that one day. We have to be cautious on everything. One way to be cautious is, what can I do? Nothing. What can God do? Everything. We pray for Terry and Maddie's safety. I pray for them several times. The church prayed for them. They're back here. Proud as could be for the work they've done. So again, the message today, golly, right on time. The message today was just about the people. Pray for everybody. Pray for people in authority, no matter where it is. And if they need help, help them. Thank them for the work they do, okay? And again, the president's making decisions. Pray for him. You may like what he's doing. He's on the news quite a bit of what's going on in this world. Pray for him, that the Christian values, you know, that he thinks about those things and the decisions he's making. So again, in our walk, too, we need to be voiceful in a way, too. Don't be a Christian in the closet like I mentioned three times already. Just say something and do something to our government leaders. Make phone calls, write letters. Okay? Jeremiah, you got something you could play? Now, a cheerleader at a football game, the game could be going on, and you're about 15, 20 minutes late to come to the game, and you're getting out of the car, and the game's already started. But you could hear all this noise. You could hear the cheerleaders cheering, 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 right? Cheering on for their team. All right. And once you get in there, and you sit in the bleachers, you find out your team is losing 21-0. But those cheerleaders are still cheering on that team. They're cheering on that team like they were going to a championship. Okay? That's where we need to be, cheer people on. Those cheerleaders also, that no matter what that score is, it could be the third quarter of the football game, looks like there's no way out, but they keep on cheering on to give people in the stands and get those players, give everybody hope that game could change, that score could change. Cheerleaders cheer on to the last minute. So be a cheerleader. Pray for everybody. Give everybody hope. Thank them for the job. Pray for our country. Don't stop. It says pray without ceasing. Pray continually. Pray for our country. John, would you mind coming up front here? And Alita, could you come up front over here? If you have never given your life to Christ, John's up here. Alita's right here. Sometimes ladies like to talk to the ladies, like I mentioned before. So if you haven't given yourself to Christ, come up here. If there's a need in your life or a prayer that you need, you know, these guys to pray for you, come up here. Maybe you didn't want to mention it out loud just when we had prayer time, but maybe there's something bothering you. Let these guys pray with you. God tells us to love everyone. Love your enemies. Quit complaining. That's what God wants us to do. Thank you, Jeremiah. Again, thank you for here. And people online, just thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, be continually in prayer for everybody there is, you know, and all authority and your household and everything else. Always be in continuous prayer. Lord, I come to you, Lord. Just thank you for your word, Lord, and apply it to our hearts, Lord. And, you know, we look at our news every day, and we could always point their finger at someone that, you know, they're not doing their job right, especially when it comes to political powers, Lord. And, you know, but again, too, we have to be careful because, Lord, you anoint these people. You put them in office somehow. We don't know how you did or the right you did, but they're there. So we got to be careful of what we say. And for everyone else that, you know, in any authorities that we deal with, at churches, schools, work, anything else, we need to just thank people for what they do and stand behind them instead of complaining all the time. So, Lord, my prayer is give me strength, give me direction, give me the knowledge to cope with these things, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to put me on your wings and protect me from, protect my mouth, protect my heart from these evil thoughts about people, Lord. You know, it's just not right. So, again, Lord, just thank you for your word. We pray this in your holy, precious name. Amen. Thank you, guys.